Hello, and welcome to this podcast episode. I feel like it has been so friggin' long since I have been here because I recorded so many in advance. So I'm just not long back from China. It is the 19th of April today, and this podcast is going out a wee couple of days late. We actually Like I said, I'd recorded a couple before we left so that they were going out while I was away. Excuse me. And I was intending on recording the one that was meant to go out the day after we came back. However, I thought, oh, no, it ends up being fine. Like I can record it on the day I'm back. However, our flight got cancelled and we had to there and move on to the following day. And yesterday was a bit of a blur, if I'm being honest. So here we are, we're back in action. And like I said, it feels like it's been a million years ago that I was even here recording anything. So episode 97, I had to go check that there while I was talking. So yeah, beautiful souls, how are we? Welcome back to another episode. Today I want to share something really, really personal and an experience that has took me by surprise in so many ways. And obviously it goes without saying it's going to be about our trip to China. So we're away for just over 2 weeks, which is quite a long time for me and kids. We don't really tend to go away for, I think we have done 2 weeks before, but that was Florida and it was a kind of work trip. So it was a bit like it wasn't a fully a holiday, if that makes sense. So yeah, 2 weeks is a long time. So I recently visited China. We were in Wuxi, which is one of the smaller provinces, I think that's what you call it, of China, and but it is the size of Scotland, so it's not really that small. And in a place where foreigners are not expected, and my brother is the only foreigner in that province and in that community. So needless to say, when there was all of a sudden 10 of us walking about, it was definitely a novelty for the kind of locals. We got pointed at, stared at, took videos of. People were asking for pictures with us. It was mental, absolutely mental. But one of the most standout things was probably how, well, first of all, I didn't realise how big China was. But also, I didn't really recognise the amount of spirituality in that country. And that we've seen quite a few temples, and it honestly opened my heart in ways that I didn't even expect. I spent some time walking through these temples, stood in front of the big Buddha statue in Wuxi, which is honestly so, so powerful. You go up and you rub his toe for good luck and abundance, and of course I've done that. And the monks were all doing their thing, and it was so, so powerful. Like, I honestly wish I could have just engrossed myself even more in the whole thing. But obviously, with me being with a lot of family, they aren't really as into this kind of stuff as what I am. So there was definitely a mixture of lots of different aspects. But probably if I was there myself or as there with other people who are more into that stuff, I would have definitely explored it much, much more. But I soaked in all the spiritual depth that surrounded me as much as I possibly could. As beautiful as it was, I have came home with so much more than just the memories and the photos, although there's been lots of them. But I also have came home with like insights, lessons, and a bit of a deeper understanding of myself, and maybe even a few bruised edges. So I don't know if you can think and resonate with this, but like, do you know when something just hits you differently? That's how I felt when I was standing in all these beautiful sacred places. The silence, even though it was busy, the energy, the way people moved with intention, and the way they absolutely soaked in the meaning behind it all. And as someone who deeply values connection to the self and the soul and the spirit, being in those places felt like being reminded to take a pause, to breathe, to listen, to just stop and be still. And they, as soon as you walked into any of these kind of places, there was just this like feeling, this aura of peace and serenity and tranquility. It was just so beautiful. And we did see quite a few different temples, and each one had that same feeling that surrounded it. And listening to the meditations and the chants and stuff like that were just like goosebumps on the end of your arms. But the funny thing is, even in all of that peace, I did notice the contrast, because outside of these walls, I was being pulled in other directions, and that's where it got really real. Even from like the business of the cities and the way things all happened, like the trains, the tubes, everything was quite busy, but it wasn't like, there's definitely a contrast to the UK and the Western world, where everybody's like quite rushed, but almost angry rushed, whereas China, I would have said, was quite different. There was like an ease of the rush, if that makes sense. So here's the thing, I am a creature of habit. I thrive on routine. My workouts, my meals, my mindset practices, they're all a part of how I stay grounded. And that was something that did challenge me in China, because there was no access to a gym. My brother, my sister-in-law aren't like really gym bunnies, so they what they did know and could tell me was that majority of gyms in that province was like yearly memberships, and they wouldn't really allow you to just go and rock up kind of thing. And there was none nearby where they lived. So that meant like my kind of structure, which obviously I knew it was on holiday, like I knew my structure was going to be different anyway, but I did have intentions of still being able to do a couple of kind of workouts and stuff like that a week. So but that then transpired into not being able to do that, which meant it was me. I set a resistance band that I forgot I had until the last week in a park down next to where my brother stayed. And also they lived like six floors up, so that obviously got a lot of movement. And obviously, needless to say, we were so busy, we were doing so much stuff. We were up and down the subway and the undergrounds and the da-da-da, all the trains and stuff like that, and walking to and from there and stuff like that. So the movement was definitely still very high. But I was running more than what I normally do, which obviously my body's a wee bit temperamental when it comes to running. So by the end of the holiday, my knee wasn't very happy. But here's the lesson. Sometimes flexibility is your superpower. It's not about doing everything perfectly, but it's about tuning in, adapting and responding instead of reacting. And that is self-leadership. That's being unstoppable. Not because you never wobble, but because when you keep showing up with compassion, you still get the job done in some capacity. So that did mean that I was doing more running. I was doing much more stretching. I had a beautiful wee space in the park where I just overlooked the wee lake. And done all my stretching. At one point, there was a wee group of older ladies that came and were copying me, and they were dancing with me and stuff like that. It was so sweet. Again, it was a novelty. There's this foreigner in the park stretching, and then every time I went down, they were there giving it, chatting to me as if I knew what they were saying. I had absolutely no idea. So let's talk about the real stretch, the emotional one. I spent a lot of uninterrupted time with my family, and while I absolutely love them to the end of the earth, it had made me have a massive realization that how different my values have become. And it's funny because I do speak a lot about generation conditioning and conditioning in general. And obviously, your values initially are shaped by your upbringing, but and all this kind of personal growth space and spiritual growth space, I have realized just how different my values have became, especially when I was spending so much time with my family. And there were moments that really challenged me, conversations that didn't really sit well, and ways of thinking that no longer aligned with who I am today. And I'll be honest, there was times that it really wasn't easy, and I had to keep choosing peace over pleasing, or like just peace over like the opposite of pace, like over challenging certain people's behaviors or certain people's words. And I had to remind myself that growth sometimes means feeling like the odd one out in rooms. And these rooms were maybe rooms that I felt comfortable in. And now I very much see the difference in that. But that doesn't mean that I'm wrong. It doesn't mean you're wrong if you're somebody that feels different in rooms that once upon a time felt completely normal. It just means you're evolving. And that's amazing. Like, that's amazing. And if you can resonate with this, I would love, love, love to hear. So here's what I really want you to take from this. Growth doesn't always show up in vision boards and wellness retreats, although I do have one coming up, so don't forget, get it booked on. Sometimes it shows up in the mess and the disruption of your routine and the moments where your values are really tested and you have to decide again to stay true to you. The temple showed me stillness. The park workout showed me resilience, and the family time showed me boundaries, and the whole experience showed me that I am still becoming, and so are you. Like there's never, I've always think in this personal development journey, there's never an end, and it's a beautiful thing that you can just continue to evolve and continue to see things for what they are, but it also does make it almost has your blinkers off, and you see things so much more clearly than you once upon a time did. And I suppose in these moments, you have a choice to either react or respond and choose peace over challenge and choose peace over, over resentment, over frustration, over calling people out over whatever, because at the end of the day, people are their own selves, and you can't dictate what their life looks like. You can't dictate how they should feel or how they could feel or how they could behave or act or whatever. You only have autonomy over yourself, and it's amazing when you can evolve and you can see these things, but you need to be very mindful of what that might like bring up for you and what you might need to sit with and what you might need to accept or not. So wherever you are right now, whether your routine's totally off track or you're navigating tricky dynamics or your body is asking you to slow down, remember this. One, you are allowed to pivot. Two, you're allowed to protect your peace. And three, you are always, always growing, even when it doesn't look pretty. And often, in those most challenging times, is where you are just about to step into a new level of greatness, a new level of becoming. So I want to thank you for being with me today. If this episode resonated at all, I'd love for you to share it with a sister who might need to hear it. And if it stirred anything inside of you, just know that there's something powerful coming, a space where we'll go deeper together. Keep your eyes open. And I'm saying that like you don't already know. We have this incredible self-love retreat coming up on the 9th to the 11th of May. It is all about healing, all about nurturing, all about like creating space to heal, to grow, to evolve, and to connect. So until next time, stay grounded, stay graceful, and stay always in your power. Have an incredible, incredible day. Speak to you soon. Bye.